The Dutch tax proposal that has investors worried a new tax proposal in the Netherlands is sending ripples of concern through the investment and cryptocurrency communities.
The government is considering a significant change to its Box 3 wealth tax system, shifting from a tax on assumed returns to a levy on unrealized capital gains.
This means investors could be taxed on the increased value of their assets, like stocks, bonds, and crypto, even if they haven't sold them for a profit.
The proposal has sparked alarm among investors, particularly in volatile markets, due to its potential to disrupt financial planning, create liquidity risks, and complicate compliance.
What is the Box 3 tax chain? The Netherlands' current wealth tax system, known as Box 3, calculates taxes based on a fictional government-set return on an individual's net assets.
This model assumes a hypothetical rate of return, typically around 4-5% on investments, regardless of actual performance.
The proposed reform would replace this with a system that taxes actual increases in asset value year over year.
For example, if an investor's cryptocurrency portfolio gains 10,000 euros in value during the tax year, they would owe tax on that 10,000 euros, even if they haven't sold the assets.
Proponents argue this change creates a fairer system, as it taxes real wealth growth rather than an estimated return.
However, critics warn that the shift introduces significant risks for investors, particularly in markets where asset values fluctuate rapidly.
The proposal marks a departure from the previous model, which allowed individuals to defer taxes until they realized gains through sales.
By taxing unrealized gains, the Dutch government aims to capture wealth accumulation more directly, but at the cost of increased complexity and potential financial strain for investors.
Why are investors and crypto users sounding the alarm? The backlash from financial and crypto circles has been swift and severe.
Critics argue the proposal could have far-reaching consequences for both individuals and the broader economy.
Below are the key concerns raised by investors and experts. 1. Capital flight.
High net worth individuals, entrepreneurs, and savvy investors may choose to relocate their assets and themselves to more tax-friendly jurisdictions.
The Netherlands risks triggering an exodus of capital and talent as investors seek jurisdictions with lower or more favorable tax regimes.
This could undermine the Netherlands' reputation as a financial hub and reduce its attractiveness to global investors.
2. Liquidity problem.
Taxing unrealized gains creates a potential cash flow crisis.
An investor might have a portfolio that has increased in value on paper, but lacks the liquid cash to pay the tax bill.
For example, an investor holding a cryptocurrency portfolio that has appreciated significantly could face a large tax liability without the means to cover it.
This could force untimely sales of assets, disrupting long-term investment strategies and potentially triggering further market volatility.
3. Penalizing volatile assets.
Cryptocurrencies are notoriously volatile, and the new tax regime could disproportionately penalize holders of such assets.
A taxpayer might face a large tax bill after a bull run, only to see the asset's value crash the following year.
Since the tax is levied on unrealized gains, there is no mechanism to reclaim overpaid taxes from previous years.
This creates a risk of double taxation and could discourage investment in high-risk, high-reward assets like crypto.
4. Administrative nightmare.
Accurately calculating the year-end value of diverse and complex portfolios, particularly in decentralized finance, DeFi, or across multiple crypto exchanges, presents a huge compliance challenge.
Investors with multi-asset portfolios, including tokens, NFTs, and cross-border holdings, would need to track and report gains in real time, which is both time-consuming and error-prone.
The administrative burden could deter smaller investors and complicate the tax filing process for professionals.
These concerns highlight the disconnect between the proposed tax model and the realities of modern investing.
While the Dutch government aims to create a more equitable system, the proposal risks alienating key stakeholders and undermining the country's economic competitiveness.
A broader trend in crypto taxation, the Dutch proposal is part of a global trend where governments are scrambling to regulate and tax the cryptocurrency ecosystem.
While establishing clear rules is essential for mainstream adoption, poorly designed policies can stifle innovation and drive activity underground or overseas.
The Netherlands, as a historically progressive and business-friendly EU member, is now at a crossroads.
Its decision will be closely watched by other nations considering similar wealth tax reforms.
This trend reflects a broader tension in modern finance. How can governments fairly tax wealth in a digital, globalized asset landscape without discouraging investment and innovation within their own borders? Countries like the United States, the United Kingdom, and France have also introduced or proposed crypto-specific tax rules, often with mixed results.
For example, the U.S. taxes crypto gains as ordinary income, while the U.K. imposes a 20% tax on crypto profits.
These measures aim to ensure that crypto investors contribute to the tax base, but often face criticism for being overly complex or punitive.
The Netherlands proposal, however, stands out for its radical shift from a hypothetical return model to a real-time gain-based system.
This approach could set a precedent for other countries, but it also raises questions about the feasibility of such a model in practice.
Critics argue that the Dutch government has not adequately considered the impact on small investors, the potential for market distortion, or the technical challenges of implementation.
The tension between fair taxation and economic growth at the heart of the debate is a fundamental tension. How to balance fair taxation with the need to foster economic growth and innovation?
The Dutch government's proposal reflects a desire to ensure that wealth is taxed based on actual performance rather than assumptions.
However, the risks associated with the new system, such as capital flight, liquidity constraints, and administrative challenges, suggest that the reform could have unintended consequences.
For investors, the shift to unrealized gains taxation represents a fundamental change in how wealth is measured and taxed.
In traditional finance, taxes are typically levied on realized gains, i.e., profits from sales.
By taxing unrealized gains, the Netherlands is effectively treating assets as if they have been liquidated, which could distort investment behavior.
For example, investors might be incentivized to hold onto assets longer to avoid immediate tax liability, even if selling them would be more beneficial in the long run.
The proposal also raises questions about equity and fairness.
While proponents argue that taxing real gains is more just, critics point out that this approach could disproportionately affect certain groups.
For instance, individuals with diversified portfolios or those holding illiquid assets may face higher tax burdens compared to those with more straightforward investments.
Additionally, the lack of a mechanism to reclaim overpaid taxes in volatile markets could lead to taxation of losses, further complicating the system.
The road ahead. Implications for the Netherlands and beyond the Dutch government's decision on the Box 3 tax reform will have far-reaching implications for both domestic and international markets.
If implemented, the proposal could reshape how wealth is taxed globally, but the stakes are high.
The Netherlands must weigh the benefits of a fairer system against the risks of alienating its most dynamic investors.
For now, the world is watching, and the outcome could set a precedent for the future of wealth taxation in a digital age.